St. Louis Sunday Fest lecture, and it is 19th of July 2009. Translated and commented by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. So is it 6:15?
Yes, plus or minus 10 minutes.
Okay.
We're not too heavy.
Okay. So that gives me ample time, more than ample time. But I would like to be in time. Thank you. Om Jnanati Nirandasya Jnananjana Salakaya Chakshur Unmilitam Yena Tasmai Sri Guru Enamaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rup Kadamahyam Dadati Swapadantikam. He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dina Bandho Jagarpate Gopesh Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namaskute Tapta Kanchan Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Rishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priya Vancha Kalpataru Vyascha Kripa Sindhu Vyayocha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Dada Sri Vasadi Gaura Bhaktivinoda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. So then of the lecture is given by His Grace Rup Sanatan Prabhu. That is, if we surrender to Guru and Krishna, then Guru and Krishna gives us total shelter, gives us all shelter that we need. So in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, Mameva anso jiva loke Jiva Bhuta Sanatana. So this eternal fragmental part and parcel of Krishna, the soul, eternally Krishna's part and parcel. So it is in spirit soul's interest to take shelter of Krishna, because it is part and parcel. Just like Prabhupada says, child, part and parcel of husband and wife. So it is in child's interest to take shelter of father and mother. And then, second place, father and mother also would enjoy that. A child, by out of his minute independence and minuteness, small, chooses to call and call off father and mother and runs away and roaming in the streets, the child will suffer. Parents with the wide hand always would welcome the child back, because that is the nature of father and mother. Similarly, so as soon as that lost child or independent child or try to take shelter of father and mother, immediately shelter is there. Father and mother will not say, "You ran away, you renounce us, you scold us, you give us ill names, and just no more. Get out." Father and mother will never say that. Why? Because father and mother compassionate towards the little child. Always that compassion is always there. So as soon as Hare Krishna Bete, Hare Bol, come here. No? Then sit on the lap of mother. Sit. Okay? Good. Good girl. What's your name?
Vanshika.
Huh? Vanshika. Vanshika? No? So, as soon as the child is back, father, mother, parents will embrace, eager to have him back. But the child is nonsense. And what is the cause of that nonsense? That it is living entity, child, minute, small in nature, jiva, and at the same time, the jiva has a small, minute independence. So misuses that. So this is the relationship we have with Krishna. We are very minute, and we are independent, small little independence. And we are misusing that independence. And then we are telling Krishna, bye-bye. I don't need you. I am the God. Iswaroham aham bhogi. Siddhoham balavan sukhi. I am Iswara. God's competitor. So, Krishna, as we described already, father, mother, Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Mata aham yasya jagato, Mata dhata pitama. Krishna is aham bija pada pita. I am the father, original father of whole creation. And because he is father and mother both, mata and pita, tvameva mata cha pita, tvameva sarvam mama deva deva. He is both mata and pita. So that's why he is most important quality. Actually, we can say dharma. Quality means dharma. Liquidity is quality of water. So So similarly, the quality of Krishna are twofold. One is that he is Param Karun, and second is Rasik Sekhar Krishna Param Karun. Ehi Doi Hetu Haya Ichar Udgam Chaitanya Charitamrita. That Krishna has two qualities, dharma. One is his Rasik Sekhar, he is the enjoyer of transcendental mellows, ras, transcendental mellows. And second is that he is Param Karun, he is very, very compassionate. Very compassionate, Karuna, Karuna. So these two dharma, Krishna has only these two dharmas. One is that he is Rasik Shekhar, he is supreme enjoyer of the transcendental mellows, and he is compassionate. Due to these two supermost quality, dharma, Krishna appears in this material world. Param Karun, Ehi Dui Hetu Icharudgam. And for these two desires, he comes into material world. He says in Bhagavad Gita, very gross way, that yada yada hi dharma se glani rabhavati bharata viva prabhu ki
jai prati maharaj ki
jai
yours jai. Yada yada hi dharma se glani rabhavati bharata abhyuttana adharma se Tadatmanam Srajamiham Paritranaya Sarvama Vinasayacha Duskritam. So, Paritranaya Sarvama, compassionate towards living entities. I come millennium after millennium. So this is the nature of Krishna, that he is Param Karun. We pray in Bhagavad Gita's invocation also that He Krishna Karuna Sindho Karun. Krishna is ocean of mercy. Param Karun. Not just Karun. Param Karun. Hey Krishna Karuna Sindho, ocean of mercy, ocean of Karuna. Karuna means more than mercy, ocean of mercy. The word Karuna, compassionate, Karuna. Hey Krishna Karuna Sindho, Dinabandho Jagatpate, he is the friend of Dina, poor or Dina, very devoted. Dina Bandhu Jagatpate, Gopesh. His original form is Gopesh. He is Gop. His original form is that he is Gopa. Gopa means cowherd. Gopa. Gopesh. Gopika. Kanta, Radha Kanta Namastite. So he is Param Karun. He Krishna Karuna Sindhu. Param Karun. His compassion has no limits. No limits. Sisupal, he scold him 100 times with so much ill names, so many ill names. He humiliated Krishna. Of course, he didn't get humiliated, but he tried to humiliate Krishna in big assembly of the all the kings of whole earth planet that time. They were there in assembly, and Sisupal tried to humiliate Krishna. And after that 100 scholar, he had no choice but to chop his head off. And after that, that was Karuna, that was mercy on a demon. Why? Because after that, immediately he gave him liberation. He liberated him. He gave him mukti. So this is Karuna. Even though one is giving him so much bad names, but after killing him, he gave him liberation. Karuna kari Draupadi pukari patta me lipatta gaye vanamali shyama shyama. So Draupadi, she called upon Krishna at the end when she couldn't protect herself. So Krishna comes and delivers her. So we have to understand first and foremost point that Krishna is Param Karun, is the most compassionate person. Even if whatever way you connect yourself to him, Kansa was always meditating on him, thinking that he may come at any time and kill me. He was not meditating on Krishna favorably, but still Krishna delivered him. So doesn't matter. But unfortunate situation is that a living entity does not surrender to him. Rather, Iswaroham aham bhogi. I am Iswar. I am your competitor. I am God. So this is the biggest mistake living entity makes. And this is, living entity's disease condition. This is a disease condition. Prabhupada says that if hand cannot serve the body, then it is a disease condition for the hand. Hand must be paralyzed or cast, whatever. It is disease condition. So same thing, a living entity doesn't surrender to Krishna, then that is a disease condition of living entity. So surrendering to Krishna means sixfold surrender. Anyone is good out of this sixfold surrender. Krishna says, sarva dharma paritajya mam ekam saranam raja aham tvam sarva papevyo moksha ishami masuchaha. Surrender unto me. At the end of Bhagavad Gita, after explaining everything, Krishna is asking Arjuna to surrender, that you surrender. Arjuna was giving so many arguments against not to fight. And Krishna was teaching him to fight. So Krishna at the end says, surrender. So finally Arjuna does that, surrenders. Then Krishna extends everything. Aham tvam sarvapapevyo moksha ishami. I'll deliver you from all sinful reaction. So that surrender, first surrender has to be there. And surrenders are sixfold. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says that anukulena sankalpa, pratikulena varjana, raksaititi vishwaso, goprutve varanam tatha, atmanikshepa kalpanye, sadavida saranagati. Anything that is favorable to Krishna must be accepted immediately. We should accept that. Anything that is not favorable to Krishna, Krishna consciousness, we must give it up immediately. These are twofold saranagati. Then, anukulena sankalpa, pratikulena varjanam, raksa ititi vishwasa. That Krishna will protect me under all circumstances. That kind of firm faith, vishwas, vishwas. And Krishna definitely do that, does that. Krishna definitely protects one who surrenders unto him. Famous sloka in Bhagavad Gita. Ananyas chintayantu maam, e jana pariupasate, tesham nityabhi yuktanam, yoga kshemam vahamiham. This is very big promise from Krishna. Very big promise. Don't worry, I will protect you. Yoga kshem. I will carry out your yoga kshem. Whatever you have, I will protect. Whatever you don't have, I will provide. I will do that, Krishna. But the problem is no enough faith. Vishwas, raksa ititi vishwas. So, Krishna can protect us. That firm faith has to be there. He has bring us to this, whatever platform we are in, He has bring us up to that. So why He will not deliver us? He will. So that firm faith has to be there. Raksa ititi vishwasa. Raksha. He will protect us. Draupadi, Gajiraj, Gajendra, He protected. Prahlad Maharaj, He protected Prahlad Maharaj. Every time Hiranyakashipu tried to kill him, every time Krishna came. Why? Because Prahlad Maharaj was surrender to Krishna. So He came many times for Prahlad Maharaj. Even in recent day and age, we are hearing Meera, Surdas, and so many great sages. He has protected. So, raksa ititi vishwaso, goprute varnam tatha. Goprute varnam tatha means He is our guardian. He is our provider. Chiti, ant, He provides ant little grain and huge amount of food to elephant. Then it is very natural that He will provide to His devotees who are surrendered to Him. So, He is a provider. Goprutya varnam tatha. Atma nikshepa. We have to surrender ourself, whole atmanikshep, surrendering everything to Krishna. Manas deha geho yo kichu more arpilu tuya pade nanda kishur marabi rakabi yo ichcha tumare nitya dasa pati prati tuya adhikar. It is your adhikar. Whatever you like, you can do with me. But I consign everything unto you. Atmanikshep, kalpanye. Kalpani means utmost humility, more humbler than a straw in the street. Kalpani, Sadavida Saranagati, these are the sixfold Saranagati. So if you surrender, even any one of these Saranagati is equally good. Or all of them to a certain extent, or whatever. All of them. If you surrender to Krishna, then Krishna is giving promise. He is giving promise. Ananyas chintayantu maam ye jana paripasate tesam nityabhiyuktanam yogakshemam vahamyam tesam aham samuttarta mrityu sansara sagarat bhavami nathirat partha maya avesita chetasam. Those who have surrendered their chetasam, their mind, intelligence, their consciousness, they have surrendered their consciousness, mind, intelligence to me. Tesham aham samuddharta mrityu sansara sagarat. I deliver them, very swiftly, I deliver them from the repeated cycle of birth, death, old age and disease. This is his promise. This is Krishna. Whatever Krishna promises, he doesn't back out. But the living entity always backs out. And that's why this material world. Material world means a facility for a living entity, those who are rebellious to Krishna, not surrendered to Krishna. So this material world is created for those living entity. This material world is jad, it is inert, it is matter, made of matter, material world. Where there is no ananda, no bliss, material world is niravananda. Chapala sukha may be there, flickering happiness. But material world means niravananda, no ananda. So, this material world is like a jail, Prabhupada says. And we all who comes, all living entity comes into this material world are jailer, are not surrendered to Krishna, are rebellious to Krishna. And the spiritual world, everybody is surrendered to Krishna. Niranna Mukta, they are liberated soul, they are Siddha soul, they are soul surrendered unto Krishna. And here, soul not surrendered to Krishna. Difference. Rebellious. So somehow or another, we have to turn our face towards Krishna. Anadi Krishna Bhuli Sei Jeev Anadi Bahirmukh Ata Eva Maya Tare Deya Sansar Dukh Chaitanya Charitamrita. So Krishna Bhuli Sei Jeev Anadi Bahirmukh. Here all this living entity is eternally adverse to Krishna. Anadi Bahirmukh Jeev. Krishna Bhuli Sei Jeev Anadi Bahirmukh. Anadi Bahirmukh Jeev, Krishna Bhuli Gela. So we have forgotten Krishna. Anadi Bahirmukh Jeev, Krishna Bhuli Gela. Atayo Maya Tare Deya Sansarta. And for that reason, Maya is spanking. Japoti Yadare. Krishna Bhuli says you Bhogo Vancha Kare Nikasta Maya Tare Japotiya Tare Premavartava Jagadananda Pandit Maya Tare Japotiya Tare. Because the living entity becomes adverse to Krishna, then Maya is giving distresses to living entity. So all we have to do is Chaitanya Charitamrita again, that Sastra Sadhu Kripaye Yadi Krishna Unmukha Hoy Sei Jeev Nistare Maya Taha Chudai. Very simple. Vimukh becomes Unmukh. We are turning our face away from Krishna, so turn it back to Krishna. That's all it means. Sastra Sadhu, Guru. Sastra Sadhu, Guru, Kripaye, by their mercy. Krishna Unmukha Hoy. If living entity becomes Krishna Unmukh, goes towards Krishna, then Sei Jeeva Nistare, that living entity becomes delivered. Nistare. Maya Tahara Chudai. The illusory energy, illusory potency of Krishna, she leaves that living entity alone and delivers. So Unmukh Vimukh, very simple. So turning our face toward Krishna means surrender. Saranagati. You have to surrender to both Guru and Krishna. That's the subject. Today's subject. You have to surrender to Guru and Krishna. That was the subject today. And when you surrender to Guru and Krishna, then you are delivered. Immediately delivered. It doesn't take long. The moment you surrender to Guru and Krishna, the process starts, delivering process starts. Rupa Goswami is advising in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Adu Guru Pada Asraya Krishna Dikshadi Sikshanam Vishrambhena Guru Seva Swadharma Pruchha. Swadharma Pruchha. So this is a surrendering process, step by step surrender. That you have to take shelter of a bona fide spiritual master like Prabhupada. And then you have to inquire submissively from him. What is that? Swadharma Pruchha. That what is that I should do? What is my duty? Swadharma Pruchha. And then, Vishrambhena Guru Seva. Without any doubt, one must serve spiritual master. Vishrambhena Guru Seva. And then, anartha. We have to give up our anarthas and surrendering process. So this is the secret of success. Prabhupada writes, if you go into the full Prabhupada's Veda page folio, and if you write secret of success, what is the secret of success? And Prabhupada repeatedly writes so many, many times, secret of success is surrendering to spiritual master, Krishna. And Krishna, spiritual master, he says. So this is the secret of success. So surrender means we are delivering ourselves. Surrender means we are invoking mercy into Krishna and Guru, that they can become merciful to us. They are merciful, but we have put it in neutral gear. So in order to gear it up, we have to invoke mercy in Krishna. And by that prayers, my dear Lord, you are the only shelter to me. Like Narottam Das Thakur says that Natheli ho rangapai tum bina kya che amar. Oh my dear Lord, please don't push me away from your lotus feet. Don't kick me. Why? Because who else is there in the whole three world except yourself? So this is the prayer. My dear Lord, who else is there? Without you, who else is there who is mine, who can protect me, who can provide me, who can love me? So these prayers invokes that compassion into Krishna. Krishna is ready, but we have to do something so that we can attract his attention. We can attract his attention. We have to do, and that is devotional service. Sadhana bhakti, raganu bhakti. Sadhana bhakti with our body and raganu with our mind, intelligence and consciousness. Meditating and serving him in meditation, meditating on his pastimes. Internal devotion, external devotion. Both has to go side by side. So that devotion is called abhideya. That abhideya can invoke in Krishna that attention. He is merciful, no doubt. He is merciful to every living entity. But his attention we have to attract. We have to attract his attention. And that is what it means, surrendering, that praying. Praying means the best prayer in whole Vedic literature is chanting the holy name. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama, Rama Hare.
We are praying to Radharani Hara. My dear Mother Hara, please engage me in Krishna's transcendental loving service. This is a prayer. When we pray, Krishna is right there. Or when we put neutral, or when you go away, then Krishna is not there. So we have to attract his little attention, not much. Just a little. Because he is ready. He is always ready. He desires that all this living entity can come back to him. He desires that and enjoy with him. He desires that. So he is ever ready, but we are not. So we have to express our desire to enjoy with him. That's all. It doesn't take much. Just express your desire to him. Express your desire to enjoy with Krishna, to Gurudev, to Krishna. That's all it takes. Guru, I mean, Shastra Sadhu, Kripaya Yadi, Krishna Unmukh Hoy, Jai Sei Jeevan Istare, Mayata Har Chudai. Just Unmukh, just turn your face towards Krishna. That's all we have to do. Very easy. A lost child, all a child has to do is come to father, mother and express his desire. Not even the expressing desire. Immediately accept it. That is that easy. But we have to take that first step. We have to. And that taking that first step means devotion. Means praying. Means letting him know that I want to come to you. You don't have to even walk towards him, you just turn the face. That's all. And he will come and get you. He's that merciful. You don't have to walk towards him. This Chaitanya Charitamrita said that Sastra Sadhu Kripaya Yadi Krishna Unmukha. Not he walks towards Krishna. He just turns his face towards Krishna. By whose mercy? Gurus, sadhus, and sastras' mercy. And all these three are unconditionally merciful. Unconditionally merciful. And due to this karuna, due to this mercy, due to this compassion, Krishna has devised so many millions of devices in this material world. By coming in contact with that, you can go back to him. You can turn your face. That is one is, most prominent are three, and most prominent one are three, Sastra, Sadhu and Guru. But many others are, his devices are there. The deity form he comes, and that is merciful incarnation of Krishna. Deity, holy name, he advances. Golokera prema dhana harinama sankirtana ratina janmilu ke nitai. So that harinama descended from spiritual world just to deliver us. The deity incarnation of Krishna prayed by Guru Parampara Acharyas, my dear Lord, please come and become a deity here, dwell in the deity so that living entity can render service or can attract it towards you. So many devices, holy Dham, Vrindavan, Maipur, if you go there, immediately you will be delivered. So many devices, festival, Jagannath Rath Yatra festival is coming, so that people can contact Lord Jagannath. Jagannath will glance over all these people and immediately. That's all it takes, contact. So many devices Krishna has left behind. Bhagavata, his pastimes he left behind, which can deliver us, which can make us our face towards Krishna. So this is his compassion. This is his compassion. He left behind, he devised in this material world, which is ocean of nisance, he has oasis within that. The pastimes, Bhagavatam, and all devotees of the Lord, Guru and sadhus, and all these are oasis within this material ocean, which Krishna has devised for us. But we don't want to contact them. We always want to turn our face. I am. Ishwaroham, aham bhogi. I am the doer. Kartaraham iti manyate. No, you are not. Just turn your face towards Krishna. So, this is the secret. Somehow or other, we take shelter of Guru Krishna, Guru, Sadhu and Shastra, who can help us, who can help us turn our face towards Krishna. And it starts with 16 rounds a day, Hare Krishna Mahamantra. That is the most easiest prayers and most, topmost prayer. Simple and sublime prayers. Simple and sublime. 16 rounds a day. And that will make your life. 16 rounds. So who will do 16 rounds and contact Krishna? Let's see, hands up. up to the ceiling. You would not?
I'm bringing back 16.
Oh, yeah. More than 16. No. Okay, 16 or more. So, when you do 16 rounds, that means you are attracting the attention of Krishna. And your work is done. Nothing more than that requires. Krishna is anxious to deliver you. So any question or comment?
Why does Krishna create Maya?
What is that?
What is the main purpose of creating Maya?
That's why I described already. A living entity misuses his minute independence and tells Krishna, I am also like you. Not like you, maybe he will say, I am above you. Yes. So Krishna says, in my world, everything is synchronized. Everything geared up with me, towards me, in harmony. Everybody is serving Krishna, not completely. Hey, I'm serving better, get up. Not like that. In harmony, in love, trust, cooperation. Everybody is loving others more than themselves in spiritual world. In harmony, they are serving Krishna. And I am the God. This is the spiritual world. So now you have developed desire to become my competitor, the God, enjoyer, then I don't want to contaminate my abode. Contamination means all this lust, anger, greed, false ego, I am. Okay. So that's why Krishna has to create this material world. And the material world is controlled by Maya. She is the one. So, time is up. We can greet the Lord. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.